Good afternoon, Oklahoma. Jim Abel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll talk to Justin Lewis with KIS Futures about the news behind our grain futures markets this afternoon, and we'll take a look at all your numbers right after this.
From the rolling prairie to the piney woods and everywhere in between, a Mueller metal roof is always right at home. Our variety of panel styles and color choices complement your natural landscape, providing both outstanding beauty and protection to your home. And wouldn't you love to have a worry-free roof overhead? With a 30-year limited paint warranty, our energy-efficient coatings will provide a fresh and vibrant look for decades. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com to view our photo gallery and take advantage of the interactive color selector tool to help you decide which panel and color style best suits your style of home. Remember, every Mueller roof is made by Mueller in one of our three manufacturing facilities. And with 29 sales locations across the Southwest, Mueller is always ready to deliver friendly, personal service before, during, and after your purchase. Call us today at 877-2-MUELLER or stop by and see us soon to make a Mueller metal roof part of your natural scenery. That's 877-268-3553.
Justin, how did our grain futures do today?
We had a mixed market today in the grain futures. We had corn anywhere from down 11 in the May to up 1.25 in the September. December was down 1.25 cents at 538. Looking at the soybeans, we were up 3.5 in the May futures at 1524.5. July was down 4.5 at 1414.75. August up a penny. September was up 5 cents at 1268. And then the November, which is the new crop, was up 4.25 at 1214. Now looking at the Chicago wheat, we were anywhere from steady to about a penny and a half higher. May contract was unchanged at 701.5. July was up a penny at 710.75. September closed up 1.5. In Chicago, September, it was 719.5. December, Chicago wheat was up a half at 735.5. Looking at Kansas City, the May contract closed down a half cent at 760. July was up a half cent at 767. September was up a quarter. And then the December Kansas City wheat was down a penny at 791.75. And then the cotton market was just a little bit positive today. We had December, which is this next year's crop, was up 66 at 86.16. So overall, there wasn't any real direction here, even to start today. We had the May contracts expire today, so now we'll look at July as the front month contracts all the grain contracts, the corn, soybeans, and wheat. So it'll be interesting to see what will happen there, because we had the May, like for instance, the May corn closed at 706.75. Well, the next month out, July, is at 652. So, you know, we're dealing with about a 64-cent difference there. So will the July rally to where the May went out? We'll just have to wait and see. Soybeans was the same scenario here. We had May close at 1524, but July is at 1414. So that's about $1.10 difference. So it'll be interesting to see with the supply shortage with the old crop, corn, and soybeans, what will happen to the July contracts now. Weather patterns, we have an actual clear planting forecast here for the next couple of days. There are spotted showers. Some forecasts have come in just a little bit wetter, and depending which forecast you believe in, kind of which way you're going to trade the market. This time of year, after these last Friday's USDA report, that the trade really starts focusing on the 10-day forecast. And so anything that changes will go up or down in the market. Right now, they're getting some corn planted today and tomorrow. And I think that's why we were just a little bit down or a little bit under pressure in December corn futures. And then that was why we were up a little bit in the November soybean futures. November soybean, the idea is that we won't get as much soybean acres planted because they're going to plant the additional corn. So it'll be interesting to see how all that row crop stuff comes out. Yesterday we had the crop progress report from the USDA, and we were still behind on corn plantings. We came in at 28% overall. With all the states, the five-year average was 65%, so we're significantly behind. If you look at the big corn states like Iowa and Illinois, we are 15% planted in Iowa and 17% planted in Illinois, and so they're usually about 70 to 80% planted this time of year.
Experience the sights, sounds, smells, and tastes of the Chuck Wagon Gathering and Children's Cowboy Festival. The National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum in Oklahoma City hosts this outdoor festival Memorial Day weekend, May 25th and 26th. Enjoy campfire-cooked foods, hands-on activities, and performers. Hear Don Edwards in concert Saturday and me, Red Steagall, on Sunday. New are Chef Grady Spears with cooking demonstrations and Cowboy Church Sunday morning. It's all at the Chuck Wagon Gathering. For details, visit nationalcowboymuseum.org.
In our energy markets, June crude oil is at $94.18 and June natural gas is at $4.01 per million BTUs. That's a look at your futures. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Abel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.